So what you see right now, and is this real tension that we see, right, about what do we do with these evolving threats? How do we address them, right? And then this notion, right, of free trade, where the U.S. tech companies are saying, stop regulating us, don't look at us. You know, the best way is to just let us be, leave us alone, and, you know, let us sell to China. And so there's this real tension. And it was quite interesting because in the Trump administration, you saw that tension and it was really who was going to win out, you know, on any given day. And I truly believe that the Biden administration is still struggling with this tension and how to strike the right balance between free trade and also this new emerging national security and foreign policy. Next slide, please. So we'll talk a little bit about how this played out in the Commerce Department, right? So so this is just an example. And so we saw in the, and the Commerce Department just very quickly is an, there's an agency, the Bureau of Industry and Security, that regulates the export, re-export, and transfer of U.S. technology and software and commodities. And so what happened is Congress passed a legislation several years ago, right, saying we need to upgrade the system because there's all these emerging and foundational technologies that are going out freely, right? And we need to control them. And so Commerce Department controlled them. And so Commerce Department engaged in a series of advance notice of proposed rulemaking with these lists like AI, robotics, industry, tell us how it should be controlled. And very little controls have been imposed to date. And that's really, it shows the challenges, right? It's so difficult to address this issue. And regulators right now are really trying. And the fact that I think just as one example of the emerging and foundational technology controls, why it hasn't played out the way Congress wanted is because of that tension between the free trade and what do you do if you stop that and some of those unintended consequences. We also saw an expansion of the use of sanctions against technology companies, right? So you have various different lists that are maintained by the U.S. government. And we saw the entity list, which is maintained by the Commerce Department, being used against technology companies, drone companies, AI companies for surveillance issues, sometimes with very very little backup. But there's, again, this fear of the unknown and what is occurring. So we'll go to the next slide, please, because I know we're short on time. So another way this played out in the Trump administration, and you see it also in the Biden administration, is creating new regulatory frameworks to control the tech industry. And you see that, right? Because you see regulators trying to work within the confines of the existing rules, right? Such as what we saw in the Commerce Department. And you also see new systems being set up, new frameworks. And so one of those is the Information and Communications Technology and Services Supply Chain. So this is an executive order that Trump issued in May of 2019, and basically declaring a national emergency due to the unrestricted acquisition or use in the United States of information and communications technology or software services produced by foreign adversaries, right? So the thinking was, if we incorporate Chinese technology in our systems, we're going to be vulnerable to attack, Chinese technology or Russian technology. And so it was a completely new regulatory framework, right? It was new. And I think the timeline that I show here, it's interesting to me because it really demonstrates, right, the difficulties in creating these new regulatory frameworks. So, you know, the executive order was issued in 2019, and then in August 2020, there were prohibitions issued, right, on the use of WeChat and TikTok, right? And the thinking was,